Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, David. Heads up.
Heads up is right. You got to keep your wits about you around here. You have to pay attention in this
world.
And when you do, you learn a lot, including the now expelling of 60 Russians as the U.S. has joined its allies in a harsh rebuke of Russia. Some might say from the White House, a long time coming.
Well, yes and no. It is so fascinating. You're exactly right. You really have to be sort of a U.S. version of a criminologist to figure all of this out. You know, you have Donald Trump from the very beginning saying over and over, Putin's a good guy. I don't believe any of this Russian stuff. Telling the Russians afterwards, don't worry, the Russian thing is over because I fired Comey. And to this day, when they're kicking all of the Russians out of the country, you know, the 60 Russians and expelling them, he still is missing in action while all the people around him are saying we have to do this to the Russians. So it's being played out in the most interesting fashion because you find all of these types, Bolton and everybody else, saying that the Russians need to be dealt with, but not Trump. So that's led to a lot of speculation, including from some very high places, that Trump has something to hide, that there's a relationship with the Russians he doesn't want known. They marry that to his text information, which he won't release because it may show something going on with the Russians. And that is, of course, what this is coming down to. Now, we know that Mueller is hard at work on all of this, David, and that he has an awful lot of information. In the meantime, we see Jared Kushner being investigated for conflicts of interest in the White House by the White House ethics people. This is called the fox guarding the fox house. Or as the old saying goes, David, Papa, Papa, better go back again. Looks like a mighty fine town, oh.
Wall Street bonuses, Alan, from the state controller Tom DiNapoli's office, that the annual bonuses for the average Wall Street worker are back to the heights not seen since before the financial crisis, estimated at about $184,220, a 17% jump. What goes up must come down.
No. When the little guy gets hurt, that doesn't mean that the people who are doing all of the work on Wall Street are going to get hurt. In fact, I think sometimes it's bewildering how that happens. Yes, the market keeps going up and down precipitously. I mean, you know, yesterday we had almost a 700-point rise. But if you look at the graph, the losses that we took a couple of weeks ago have been pretty bad for the average stockholder in America. And, you know, if they have money in a pension or 401k or any one of those things, it's got to be somewhat frightening for them.
Interesting story from the Washington Post, Alan. Many of the most competitive seats are in the Tony Bedroom communities near Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, Washington, and other cities. This and the headline of suburbs emerge as next political battleground for midterm elections.
David, that's true. And there are polls out this morning that show that Trump's numbers are going up from the 30s into the mid-40s, 44%. He's still the lowest president in modern times, no question. Nevertheless, there is a segment of the American people who sort of like what they're hearing. It's hard to believe, but when information comes out about his sexual dalliances, there are people who say, oh yeah, maybe I'd like to be that way myself. How do we know? We know that pornography is, for example, one of the largest sellers on the internet. And we know before that happened, you had Playboy and Penthouse. And we know that white women in many ways voted for Donald Trump in extraordinary numbers because of whatever he is pitching. So there is a part of the segment of this American society that likes what they are seeing. Extraordinary to me, not healthy, but it's there.
Many of the papers this morning, media outlets, noting that President Trump has been tweeting at people he perceives who are attacking him, but not about
Stormy Daniels.
It was my math teacher in junior high school, David, who used to say to me, Chartok, keep shut. I say that because somebody told him to keep shut. Look, we know certain things happened. We know that Stormy Daniels got paid $140,000 for keeping shut herself. She's admitted that. She admitted she lied in a couple of testimonials. Nevertheless, a recent poll showed that the American people believe her, not him. And it is clear to so many of us, you know, he's had these affairs. Some of the evangelical community have said to him, we'll give you a mulligan. You're not for abortion. You're doing this stuff, which we have decried for all this time. If it had happened to a Democrat, we would have been to the moon and back already. But we'll give you a mulligan. You can have a do-over. You don't have to worry about that. So, David, it is clear that he's been told to shut up, and he's going to shut up.